Hello, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM. KGNC. We'll kick things off with a look at yesterday's futures trade. We had a nice bounce back to kick off the week on Monday following a very tough week in the cattle futures market last week. We ended in positive territory on both live and feeder cattle, with October live cattle up $1.05, 144.32. December up 97 cents, 148.02. February live cattle up 90 at 151.55. October feeder cattle up $1.35, ending the trade at 175.52. November feeders up $1.42 at 176.05, while January feeder cattle were up $1.35, 177.02. Cash fed cattle market still quiet so far this week. We wrapped up last week selling cattle here in Texas at 143. That's steady money compared to the previous week. Up north, live prices range from 145 to 147, while dressed prices were 228 to 233, a mostly steady market up north as well. Slaughter volume this past week, 664,000 head. That's down 3,000 head from the previous week and up 24,000 from this same week last year. Boxed beef prices higher yesterday, choice up $1.38 at $245.13. Select up $1.70, $221.83. Let's check the feed markets real quick. Corn market finishing mostly higher yesterday. December corn up 3 1/4, 680 3/4. March corn up 3 1/2 at 687 1/2. Soybean meal also higher in yesterday's trade. October bean meal up $2.40 at $405.60 a ton. December soybean meal up $2.30. Closing at $405.30 a ton. Now let's check the auction barns. We'll go up to Dalhart, Cattleman's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, selling 2,452 head last week. Feeder steers and heifers traded mostly $2 to $6 lower. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly $3 to $6 lower. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 3 to 400 pounds brought $209 to $225 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.86 to $1.91. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.81 to $1.98. 6 to 7 weight steers, $1.66 to $1.75. With 7 to 8 weights bringing $1.67 to $1.75 last week in Dalhart. Now down to Tulia. Tulia Livestock Auction selling only 688 head last week. Very light run. Feeder steers and heifers steadied a week on a limited test. 4 to 5 weight steers average $2.02 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers range from $1.78 to $1.90. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.49 to $1.67. With 7 to 8 weight steers bringing $1.66 to $1.67. Feeder heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds averaged $1.62. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.50 to $1.59 a pound. 6 to 7 weight heifers brought $1.33 to $1.59 last week in Tulia. More cattle are going into Texas feedlots. The latest cattle on feed report shows that cattle and calves on feed in Texas feedlots totaled 2.82 million head on September 1st. That is up 4% from a year ago. Cattle producers placed 430,000 head into Texas feedlots during August. That's up 9% from a year ago. Feedlots marketed 450,000 head during August, up 13% from a year ago. A big percentage of that jump in placements is lightweight cattle. And with so many of those lighter weight calves going into feedlots, does that mean we could be seeing a hole coming in the market in the future? Texas A&M's David Anderson.
Well, I think if we look back in time, we'll often talk about holes. Those holes tend to get filled because, you know, you can, well, you might not want to. You know, high prices can get you to move some fed cattle a little sooner. Maybe they're a little bit lighter than they otherwise would have been, but that the price dictates that we're going to move them sooner. And so it tends to be that holes get filled, but I think you are correct in thinking about the big increase in real lightweight animals versus the number of heavyweight animals that were placed and kind of the timing of that. The opportunity for that exists. I think if we look back to it, a lot of times they tend to get, those holes tend to get filled.
But Anderson does think that record cattle prices are coming in the next couple of years due to so many beef cows being culled this year. Meatpacker JBS has agreed to pay $20 million to settle a lawsuit with consumers that accused the giant meat processor of conspiring with other meat companies to inflate the price of pork. This latest meat industry settlement will likely reinforce concerns that the White House, members of Congress, and trade groups have raised about how the lack of competition in the industry affects prices. The pork lawsuit is just one of several price-fixing lawsuits making their way through the courts. Meat processors have also been accused of inflating beef and chicken prices, and several multi-million dollar settlements have been announced in those cases. That's our look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.